Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter. It helps us spread the word and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast. When you consider what has to happen for you to go to the next level, it's scary. Would anyone think that you might be a little scared about the next level? Anyone like that? Let me see if I show of hands. You're in the right place. It's exactly how you should feel at this exact moment in time with this new awareness, okay? So there's a hierarchy that we have to describe to you about the emotional content that you're going through. Who do you think is first responsible for this emotional state?
Me.
Real loud, who is it?
Me.
Real loud, guys, who is it?
Me.
That's right. So you have to focus on you, but not just you. Don't become a narcissist, right? Focus on asking yourself, what has to happen for me to feel this way in my relationship in each area of your life? And the next thing you have to focus on is a higher power. And that could be God, that could be the universe, it could be the ocean. It doesn't have to be a religious, spiritual thing. It could be the ocean for all I care. But there's something that you have to connect to feel a part of something greater. Because you are a smaller part of a larger whole. Right? And so think about this for a second. If I'm a raindrop, is it possible for me to be a wave?
Yes.
All by myself?
No.
How would I have to become a wave? Have to join the ocean, and then that's a higher, the ocean to a raindrop is a higher power. And by the way, if the raindrop joins the ocean, how much effort does the raindrop have to evoke to become a wave? It's pulled. Who follows? Does this make sense? And there's a level of being pulled when you get aligned with your purpose that starts to happen. You ever feel like you're just pushing a rock up a hill that never ends? And you get the top, and it's not the top, but you get to the top, and you're like, and it goes right back down the hill. Who's I'm talking about, by the way? When you align with your purpose, you are pulled by something larger than yourself, and you have to learn how to connect with that. And guess what happens? When you figure out what you need, when you figure out what do you need to connect to something greater, a yoga class, goddess hour, chanting, riding horses, going to the ocean, going to the trees, hugging a tree, whatever it is for you, I don't care. As long as you're practicing it, not posting about it on Instagram. You're actually practicing it. That's all I care about, because guess what happens? If you're focused on, you know what, this is my responsibility and I'm going to consciously connect to a power greater than me, how will you show up in your relationships? How will you show up in your job or in a business? Hello? And you're like, I don't know. what are you talking about, Mastin? Some alien world that you're describing. Think about this. If you're taking responsibility for how you need to feel, and you're consciously giving yourself what you need, and you're making an effort on a daily basis to connect to a power greater than you, to go for a walk on the beach, to
do a yoga class, to practice the kundalini, whatever it is for you, it doesn't matter, to pray, to go to the altar, whatever it is, how will you be feeling most of the time? And if you showed up in a romantic relationship doing that shit, and someone gets triggered, what are you going to do? I get why you feel that way. Get over here and give me a hug. You must be having a hard day, right? Versus like, you f***ing bitch, what the f*** are you talking about? You know, there's 13 other things that you f***ing did, right? Like, you know what I'm talking about. Completely different situation, right? Like, I think that the United States of America needs to pause and ask the question, what's my purpose? Because we are just depleted of our purpose right now. And it's a byproduct, I think, of a lot of the digital overwhelm that we're experiencing. But what you're experiencing out there is a lack of purpose, meaning that people don't know what the f*** they need, how to give it to themselves, and they think it's out there. So what you got to do is have a lot of compassion for people who don't know this stuff, and for yourself, because you'll forget. And so could you imagine if I came here and like I needed you to help me feel like I belong? Don't leave. Please don't leave. What would that feel like? Ugh, it's creepy. Right? Totally creepy. I creeped myself out just now. Right? So what comes after this? Then other people. What I'm saying is, look at the people in your life and go, back of the bus, bitch. Because they shouldn't be in the driver's seat of your life. They shouldn't be. No one should be. Who's in the driver's seat? Are you sure? Who was in the driver's seat? That's right. You don't want them driving the bus. Right? You don't want them driving the bus.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.